Okay, interviewed Pat Hogan. Pat Hogan, it was another night, great night for Dundalk. It was another great night for you on the score sheet again. 24 goals now. It just goes, the story just goes on and on.
Obviously, you know, scoring was good today again. The 3 points is massively important, especially after a result last night. But we knew we just had to concentrate on ourselves. We had a tough two away games in a row, and you know, come out with six points was absolutely crucial. You know, fair play to Sligo. I thought they were very good in the first half. You know, we had chances. They had chances. It was probably a tough game. You know, it was tough the last time we came down here as well. They make it easy on us, and. You know, I'd say we're just about deserved winners, I reckon, after the second half.
The manager was saying that Dundalk weren't used to what Sligo did tonight with the corners. They were playing 7 or 8 players up front, and you had to nearly bring everybody back, including yourself, to deal with them.
Yeah, you know, they've a lot of physicality on their side as well, and they made it really difficult for us at times. And I thought they actually played good football as well. They have a good style of play, and, you know, it was probably an enjoyable game to watch for the fans there tonight. Two good teams playing a good style of football, and you know, I just thought we probably deserved at the end. Master 3 points on the road again, and you know, with the important cup game now coming on Friday.
Mickey Duffy's goal, the first goal, was top draw, wasn't it? I mean, the way he ran through the middle, and it was the way he just picked his position and slotted the ball home, very difficult angle. You've seen he's tried that several times, it didn't work out, but he tried it again tonight. By God, it did.
Yeah, it was a lot of down training, and you can see what he has, because he can go down on his left foot as well, so defenders don't really know which way he's going to go. And you know, Mickey has that finish in his locker all day. He probably feels that he should probably have a bit more, because he gets in those positions quite a lot. But his finish today was tremendous, and I thought he was very good for the whole game, to be honest with you.
You were immense tonight, because I was watching you coming back into the defence. You were playing in the middle, you were playing up front, you were playing you were everywhere tonight. But you were in the right spot for that goal, the second goal, and that really came at a crucial time, because they were putting you under a lot of pressure at that stage.
Yeah, they were. You know, 1-0 is a, especially leading in the second half, 1-0 isn't an easy lead to defend. You just know they're going to come at you, and it was crucial to get the second goal and to kind of put the game to bed. But
how did you see that coming?
To be honest, we worked on it in training yesterday, so from the training ground, really.
It was a super goal.
Yeah, it was a good goal, good cross from Mickey. You know, everyone played their part. Yeah. If you knew what came from the training ground, so yeah, it was a training ground goal, to be honest.
I was watching you again, and you had a couple of chances. There was one in particular that you were just very disappointed. You just didn't manage to connect with it or whatever. You were very close to getting the second goal.
You know, it got pulled back. Maybe I should probably do better. Should probably take a touch. But, you know, you can't score them all. Like I said, I've said it already. You can't score them all. 24 in the league score, and I've won in the Europa, so that's 25 goals out so far this season. I'm going to have to be happy with that. So, but you know, long may it continue. You know, there's a record there to be broken, and I want to break it as well. So also there's my 100th goal tonight too, so you know, all positives. But you know, we have another important game Friday, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, and you've 18 points to win the league.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have to, like I said, I know it's a cliche, we have to only look after ourselves and make sure we're on top form week in, week out, because, you know, the games, we're in the business end of the season, and the games come thick and fast at the moment, so we have to make sure we're on it every game.
Pat, thanks a million, and good luck, and best of luck to you. Thank you.